Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with co-director of Warren County Veterans Affairs, Ted Hall, about the Memorial Day parade and service. Memorial Day coming up here at the end of May. Just a quick reminder, what is Memorial Day?
Well, Memorial Day is a fine remembrance and tribute to our fallen veterans and veterans that have served and come back to celebrate life again. And we have several different memorial celebrations going on. One I'll talk about today is a Memorial Day parade in Indianola, which is going to be on Monday, the May 27th. The lineup is going to be at 9 a.m. on Buxton at the administration building. I believe it's 401 Buxton. And it's going to continue south on Buxton and east on Salem, and then it's going to follow on 6569 down to the IOOF Cemetery. The guest speaker is going to be Scott Orth, and I think it'll be a very good parade. It's very well attended, and please come if you can. We have room, obviously, for more, and it'll be a fine day.
Why is it important for the community to come out and be supportive of events like this? And obviously, get behind their veterans and what they've done for the community, especially those who have given their lives in service.
Well, most of our freedoms that we grow up in this great country and take for granted are as a result of veterans' service to this country and things that we have, things that we've established over the years. I can easily say, if you have time, I've got a little something that I usually rely on. It's the veteran, not the preacher, who gave us the freedom of religion. And it's the veteran, not the reporter, who gave us the freedom of the press. And it's the veteran, not the poet, who has given us the freedom of speech. It's the veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us the freedom to assemble. And it's the veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. And it's the veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. I always try to remember those items and thank God that I was born in this great country. And as a veteran myself, I greatly appreciate all my fellow veterans that have served and kept us free.
Well, very powerful indeed. If someone wanted to join in on the parade, how easy is that and what should they do?
Well, just show up along the route somewhere between Buxton, Salem, and then the 6569, and you'll get a chance to view it. And ideally, the main event, of course, is going to be at the IOOF Cemetery. So at least if you're traveling, you can see it go by, and by all means, stop by the Memorial Day service at IOOF Cemetery.
We'll talk a little bit about the IOOF service at that cemetery and just kind of what people should expect.
Well, obviously, Scott Orth is he's the main speaker. There will be all kinds of veterans, young, old. There'll be still serving veterans that will show up, and there will be other brief speakers. It's a great opportunity to see the many sections of IOOF and a great remembrance and tribute to the veterans.
All right. Any final thoughts on what people should know, and especially Memorial Day coming up here, and how they can support the American Legion and Veterans Affairs in Warren County?
Well, just continue to do what you're doing. Support us. And besides the Memorial Day parade, which is our first item coming up, don't forget the veterans program at the Warren County Fair, which is going to be July 27th at 4 p.m. on the free stage.
Thanks to Ted Hall for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.